from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's the Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny Show. Let's go.
And I wonder, God, I just tell something to me, Evan. Sorry,
some people,
man,
who are themselves not great can create greatness. Or not great anymore.
It's just sad what's happened to him. That is, if I would come out for a prize fight, that'd be the song.
Well, the people on YouTube and Twitch can't hear it, so who are you referring to?
Oh, are you kidding me? So when I did the freestyle years ago, that's why I didn't hit. They couldn't hear the beat.
I don't know if I was around for that.
That I did.
The freestyle.
Remember you go, goo, I said, Evan, can you clip that? And you're like, they couldn't hear the music. Well, I'll never do it again.
I heard you freestyle in the caddy like every Friday.
Well, there's music there, yeah.
Freestyle Fridays. Maybe we can break that out.
Evan is back.
Yes, back from Sweden, back from Stockholm. Stein and I traded places across the pond. He's out in London, though. I don't know if he's going to be swimming in the English Channel. Did he? Yeah.
Asking if the Giants have two back-to-back off days. No, they got two in a week.
Come on, Stein. Yeah, you don't get 2 days off in baseball unless it's a deadline. Well, unless it's a
part of me that will never die.
I'm like, dude, return the personal text, bruh.
Well, that maybe that's what it was. He was texting me one-on-one.
Okay, yeah. That's it.
He didn't want you to be a part of it.
Yeah.
The Super Bowl squad. We got to change the name of that vine, by the way.
We were in Vegas, though.
Yes, we
what
were.
What happens in Vegas
so
stays in Vegas.
Were the Niners.
Man.
And they also, unfortunately, their win stayed in Vegas, and the Chiefs took it. We are going to talk about the Niners in a little less than half an hour, 12:30. Mark Schlereth is going to join us because he had a couple of choice comments about Brandon Ayuk's holding in situation. He also touched on Trent Williams, which might be more concerning for fans and him holding out right now. But again, I think everything kind of centers around August 1st. That's the date that Deebo Samuel inked his deal in 2022. Ayuk hasn't gotten there yet, but it's getting close. And we'll discuss that coming up in about 10 minutes. But I do want to clean up the conversation about the Giants and the deadline, which again is tomorrow, Goo, at 3 o'clock. So by the time the Giants take the mound against the Oakland A's in the final Baybird series in San Francisco, by the way, they will know whether their team is the same, whether it's different, and basically what direction I think they are signaling the rest of the season to go in.
Yeah, and I'm going to go with Sam Lubman. I think they're going to stand pat, and I understand it right now. You feel like, forget who it was against, the Rockies, but Evan, you won 4 in a row for the third time this year. Hopefully, you know, this is the start that can get you back into contention, but I do expect them to stand pat.
Yeah, I think that's probably the place that they'll be. But, okay, let me ask you this then. Do you think it's because they want to stand pat or because there just isn't an offer out there?
There just isn't an offer, and I'm looking at the standings without knowing all the general managers or having their number on my iPhone. Evan, I just don't believe what you need is readily available. So now Roberts Jr., he's a maybe he could be had, but Evan, I do like him, and he had a monster 20. I just wouldn't give up on Ramos as easy as it sounds like you would. Now, you didn't say that across the board, but for Roberts, you would be like, you know what? I think Ramos is, I'm not telling you he's the next Kevin Mitchell or Willie Mays, but what's not to like right now? And I want to see more of him. Now, I don't want to say he's scuffling, but he's come back to earth a tad bit. But Evan, you put him in a lineup with some other guys like himself, maybe you'll get a better version of him. But him being homegrown at this point, I got to feel like right now he's off limits.
See, I don't think anybody should be off limits for the Giants. Like, I mean, seriously,
wow.
If they were that untouchable, where would the Giants be right now? I think they'd be in a better position. I don't think there's anybody in the Giants that is untouchable outside of maybe Logan Webb. You know, because you have him under control and he's proven himself to be a great and, you know, a piece you can pencil in. Nobody else has proven much of anything to me, quite frankly, in this roster.
That is deep. I understand. Let me throw this at you real quick. What if this is a Kuminga or Moody type of thing to where maybe if Ramos had got the opportunity sooner and guys were on their job, and I'll just throw Luciano not being able to field is what are you guys doing down there? But my point being, what if we could have saw this from Ramos if he would have, not a scholarship, been given the opportunity earlier? You do scratch your head as to, at least I do, Evan, where would he be now?
Well,
how more season would he be? Just a thought.
But
rather than yanking his chain up and down, get on Amtrak, come back, get on Amtrak, you know, at the corridor. Like, where would he be had you afforded him that luxury?
It is an expensive Uber. I guess this is where we see things differently. When a player finally produces at the level that Ramos is, and again, I wouldn't suggest trading him because he's, you know, had a bad couple weeks. Or,
ain't the all-star team. I know.
Yeah, no. I completely agree with you. He's got 15 home runs. He's driven in 53 runs this year. He's got an OPS near 900. Like, he's been a damn good player this season. But I just look at the development track as being, if he's doing this right now and he's 24 years old, like, isn't that a sign that they probably did something right with him? You know, like, not to say if they brought him up earlier that they would have completely destroyed his, you know, his career arc. But I don't look at the 70 games that I've seen from Ramos this year and say, wow, you know, what if he came up and played 60 games last year? Because honestly, the first 36 games that he played in the show, his last two seasons, he failed.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't very good. So the fact that he's gotten there now, to me, is impressive, but that's also a win for Farhan. I'm sorry,
but wouldn't, and I get you, you got me with that one. But wouldn't that put him under what you kind of just went against, untouchable? Wouldn't you be so excited about his growth and what you just talked about that, you know what? You're going to be a fixture, or you're going to have the opportunity to be a fixture here. What I don't like about what I'm hearing about the Giants, real quick, Evan, is, just because you got one, you can't have two. Like, that's how you build a team and you get good, is you have multiple. But it just feels like they're in such a bind or a pinch, or the president of baseball operations is under the gun. Like, I'm hearing too many solutions to the said problem is whatever's good, it can't be, you can't add to it. And it's kind of frustrating.
No, but if you're going to add the way that you want to get a big name player, you're going to have to give up something. And I think if you're looking at the Giants right now and you're a team that's a seller, right? You're a bottom feeder. You don't want Chapman. You don't even want.
And I get that. I get him.
You don't even want Snell. Like, why would the White Sox want Blake Snell?
Yeah, right.
They're going to want some of your young players, and you have to be willing to give some of them up. That's why a couple years ago, this is why the word untouchable to me does not apply to Helliot Ramos.
Wow. That's interesting, man.
Because a couple years ago, you said that Marco Luciano was untouchable. You said that Kyle Harrison was untouchable. Well, okay, then you're not getting Juan Soto. You're not getting Vlad Jr. You're not getting Luis Robert. You're not getting any of these players that can legitimately elevate your lineup and that are established, proven, productive players.
So how deep is what you were supposed to fertilize, Farhan? Okay, let's just say you're right, Evan, but there should be some more names, the Eldridges of the world, to where that would be sexy enough to get another team bite, where you could keep a Ramos and still add that big bat. It feels like you know, the list is dwindling in regard to what's to be excited about. Because all I've heard these last 5 years was Luciano, Ramos, and Matos. And now we're kind of in Harrison. And Harrison hasn't been bad, but Evan, I'm no scout. He looked like he's just going to be okay. And he may go above and beyond that and be a perennial all-star. But right now, he just seems like a guy. So where's that depth, Farhan, if we're just speaking on the farm? Why does it just have to stop, you know, in Ramos to where he's got to be included? Not I'm throwing that at you. I'm just looking at everything. Maybe this is why this dude should have been ran already.
No, I think that's a fair question, though. And the 925 is chiming in with the same sentiment, which is Ramos is your best hitter and you trade him. Yes. Yes, wow. I would. Because I think that I could get a better hitter for him that is also going to be around for a while. So unless you believe that Ramos can be a 30 to 35 per year home run hitter, which Luis Robert, when he's healthy, is, I mean, that's the risk that I would be willing to take. And I'm sorry, I don't think Helio Ramos is going to be the next Eric Davis.
Right.
I don't think he's turning into Brady Anderson. So if I can go get a player that is established and that is controllable, I would be willing to do that. You know, maybe I'm smoking pixie dust, and you know, across the pond they got some different things.
Oh,
but but that's what I would be willing to do.
Yeah.
And I think in order to get better, if you are to buy, which some people at the station believe is the way to go, other people believe that selling and moving off of everybody is also the direction.
I think we got more of those people here. I don't want to speak for anybody.
Selling?
Yeah, selling.
That's fair, because I also think that Farhan has not really inspired a lot of people to, even if they go out and buy. Like, for example, they spent $200 million this offseason.
Oh, my goodness.
They're throwing praises left and right, and praise Farhan, and Zaidi's the man, and he got this guy and that guy. And how did he get Blake Snell? He got two, the back-to-back Cy Young winners. He got another Cy Young winner, Robbie Ray, and kaput. Like, they're two games below 500.
Wow, Evan.
So the crowd that says it doesn't matter what Farhan touches, he's the opposite of Midas. It's not turning to gold. It's turning to dust.
That's a four.
That's valid, too. I'm inclined to believe that there's still some meat on the bone left in this season. And I would like to add to it as opposed to take away from it.
I'm with you. And if my job is remotely on the line, and I've been a failure pretty much my whole tenure, Evan, I'd be a fool to go pull that plug with a third of the season left. And my team, again, after yesterday's win, that's the most we've won for the third time. Like, now you got the A's, and you talked about the schedule. And Carter was saying, if the Giants are in any position to point the finger, like, you know, what if this is the start of 12 out of the next 15? Who knows where this thing goes?
Yeah, and I think, look, there are also fair questions about what other prospects could you get? You know, could you give up Matos or maybe Wisenhunt or Eldridge for a guy like Robert? I just think that it would take a Ramos-esque talent to court someone like that and bring him back. And the reason why Ramos would work to me is because you're kind of replacing the same fit. You know, you would get a center fielder back who at his best can hit 35 home runs and can be maybe not a gold glover, but a pretty damn good outfielder.
While you were over in the pond, that some balls have been
I think he's a better defender than Ramos.
Some balls have been falling, man.
But yeah, he's also, you know, that's what people want. 888-957-9570 is the number. Evan Giddings in for Matt Steinmetz. That's Daryl the Guru Johnson. Let's talk to one of our favorites. Rich is out in Fremont.
Our
Rich,
man.
What's going on, man? How are you?
I'm out here trying to make sure you guys don't have any bugs or any rodents, and y'all know we do that through ACCO. That's
yeah,
what we
my
do.
Man. Rich, you get that paper, baby.
Yep. So anyway, the rat's on the table about this whole thing, and I know everybody wants to see a better, you know, ball club out there, and so do I. But the reality of the matter is this. They went and spent that money. They went and got these guys, you know, they DFA'd Nick Ahmed, okay? And that was not a good look because he came back with the Dodgers and knocked one out the park. So I think if they give up anybody right now, it's probably going to end up being the same where it's going to go wrong. I say you keep everybody. You don't sell. You keep everybody. The pitching's going to pick up. It will pick up. This is going to be a different team in the next 10 games. Mark my words. Thanks, fellas.
I love the optimism, Rich. Yeah, I sure hope so.
Yeah.
And they got a lot of beatable teams coming
and
up as well.
And that's a big part of this, too.
Yeah, I mean, they got what? A bottom 10 strength of schedule left? I mean,
you would hope
that they'd be able to make
but
an extra run over
the
next 10 games.
When you were gone and they come out the break losing 2 or 3.
Oh, my God.
To the Rockies,
yeah.
That's unacceptable. But then you look at the totality of the
three.
Sea. There you go.
Ten and three.
Here, goo.
Ten and three. Yeah.
Are there any other trade pieces out there for the San Francisco Giants that you would use if you are of the mindset of buying? If you're selling, well, what do you want back? Like, is it maybe is it a prospect? Is it a win now player? Is it a position player? Is it more pitching? You know, what would you want to replace now? What would you want out there? Let's talk to Josh in San Francisco.
Josh
wants to focus in on Kyle Harrison.
How's it going?
What's up, Josh?
Hey.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So I think Kyle Harrison would be quite a piece. His velo dropped 2 miles an hour since last year. Went from 95 to 93 on his fastball. Doesn't have as much, you know, pitch selection as Birdsong would. So I think he'd be a good piece to move for a position player.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And we appreciate it, Evan. I'll never forget. It was like his third start. Nobody cares. I text Shasky like he was built up to me like he was Randy Johnson.
Like it's Carlos Rodon.
Yeah, that's not his fault. And, you know, Shasky, to his credit, gave me always, like he does, his honest assessment. Not saying he was bad, but Evan, you know, he wasn't that guy. He's not a Randy Johnson-esque type of pitcher, but he's been okay. But I do wonder now, after, you know, I don't want to say a million starts, but, you know, people know what he can do, and I'm not robbing him of his future, but Harrison just seems to be a guy to me.
Yeah, but guys are valuable.
Yeah.
Like, not everybody's going to be Paul Skeens. Not everybody's going to come up and be even Tarek Skubal, okay, who wasn't a number one prospect up until his later parts in the minors. I'm talking about this Tigers pitcher who's probably going to win AL Cy Young.
Yes, sir.
And he's also available at the deadline. I just don't think the Giants
may face him because they play the Tigers.
Yeah, and you probably hope that he gets traded by then. I don't think they'll move him because he's that good. But not everybody's supposed to be the young, you know, up-and-coming fireballer that's just going to blow away
lineups.
Well,
I guess the question then, Evan, is what could you really, because I brought up Conforto, two different players, ones were older, younger, but what kind of haul do you think Harrison could fetch you?
By himself?
Yeah, or who would you put a Conforto in there? I don't know.
Well, let me put it this way. I don't think that if you do want a big upgrade, I don't think that you would only involve Kyle Harrison in a deal that fetches you something big,
right,
in my opinion. And I don't think that at this point, with what he's shown, he would be the centerpiece of a deal.
And I agree with you. And let me just, this
so
is
his
random.
Stock has fallen a little bit.
Yeah. This is random, but Evan, to the people that think the Giants are boring or don't want to, you know, their brand of baseball right now, they're not feeling it. They're still rooting. This is no shade at the list I'm about to run down real quick to you.
Okay.
Yaz, Lamont Wade Jr., what's my guy, Estrada, and Flores.
Oh, Flores.
And Conforto. Like, I'm kind of overwatching that era of Giant baseball. And those dudes are bringing something to the table, but can you understand, like, this far down the road in Farhan's tenure, I thought we'd be past that.
I mean, I think Lamont's pretty good. He's proven himself.
Pops would get mad at me because he's a big Lamont Wade Jr., but, like, he's not the future, Evan.
No, but again, baseball is a 24, 25-man roster, so you can't just, if you're going to strip it down to bare parts, you're going to have a lot of holes that you have to fill. You're going to need to replace a lot of players. So, sure, together, Lamont, Yaz, Flores, Conforto, and Estrada.
Yeah,
those five guys.
Yeah. Estrada just,
you know, maybe not
right
all
now
of them are a part of your future, but you probably need a couple of them.
Yeah. And I'm not saying you don't, but they just, when I hear those names, I kind of feel like when people say they're boring, those guys more than others kind of go with that.
But
you could be like, "Ooh, you're being unfair," well, especially to Wade Jr.
Yeah, but no, but I think that's why someone like a Robert or a Guerrero is so valuable, man, to an order. The reason why, to our caller a couple calls ago, brought up the fact that, I think it was Rich, said, you know, we got rid of Nick Ahmed. He's going to come and kill us with the Dodgers. Well, the reason why he's going to kill you with the Dodgers is because he's not hitting around Yastrzemski, Conforto, you know, Estrada, and Wade.
Wow.
He's hitting around Ohtani, Freeman, when he returns, Betts, and Teoscar Hernandez.
Just incredible. If you don't think that matters, then you don't know ball.
Yeah, and also Nick Ahmed is not going to be on the team for very long because they just traded for a better utility infielder named Tommy Edman, who also has a gold glove. So he's just a stopgap, and that's what he was for the Giants. The issue was he had to be a stopgap at shortstop for 50 games.
Man.
That's almost a third of the season. That's far too long for a player, in my opinion, that is past his prime, though. I do want to switch gears just for a moment, Goo, because we got
you've been gone, man.
Well,
yeah, you've been good.
I've been tapping in. I've been reading, been listening to you guys a little bit.
From you. That's all. That's why I was excited. I know we come out with the Giants, and rightfully so, but there's so much in the Evan chamber I want to hear about.
And we'll kind of spread it out throughout the week. You know, got some lessons from across the pond, learned a lot, gained some perspective.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.